at Fuzzfest as well, like I said before, in Blind Pig in Ann Arbor. So check your listings. You can catch them twice if you want to like hop around this weekend. We're going to leave you right now this hour with Dutch Pink. And this is a track called Lady Luck Motel Suite. It's the title track. We're not going to be able to play the whole thing, but we're going to play what we can and fade down. And just a minute or so after 5 o'clock, we're going to start our pre-recorded live set, as I promised, from Cockhorse. So yes, you will get a live band from 5 to 6, just not live as it happens. But good stuff. Stick around. I'll be back in a little bit.
Casanova, buddy, with your missionary blues, filling a heart for Hail Mary, hustling by the pool. She offered him her heartstrings, she tied him to a noose, and hung him from his bedpost to the super-cutting noose. And the Alabama dreamer and his New Jersey screamer, the making love.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. This is a pre-recorded segment of the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio as we speak, we have the band Cockhorse. How you guys doing, John?
Good.
Good.
Hey. Glad to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate All right.
It.
That's your little mascot there?
I don't know what that is.
Dirt horse.
Oh.
We have several mascots.
He looks like he's had a rough night. I don't know.
He's had a rough life.
Him and Kermit were hanging out.
Ah, that would explain everything. So
we adopted him from the
Salvation Army Corral.
Yeah, that's it. They weren't feeding him, and he lost all of his body. He's now just a head on a stick.
Uh-oh.
Somehow he can trot, though.
Well,
yeah, not
the
out.
Trot.
Well, we're going to have to revive him then, huh? How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's get him some good rock and roll, and hopefully he'll wake up.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have for us now?
This first song's off our album, We Eat the Sales Tax. It's called Tricky Hit.
All right.
I'm just clap my hands.
All right. Oh, you can bet it'll air. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded segment of, Motor Live Drive at 5. We have Cockhorse in the studio. All right. That's a cool song. Tricky hit, huh?
Yes,
sir.
Okay. Hey, Jay, I noticed a little, forgive me if I'm wrong, maybe a Greg Ginn in there? Like influence?
I get told I have a lot of influences, and I honestly don't really listen to anyone.
No? That's no? But that's never came up? Like
no.
Greg Ginn? No?
Maybe once. Closer. Hey.
There you go. Now, right. Now we can really hear you.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I've gotten that once or twice, but... no, I mean, I never really listened to him that much.
No? Yeah. Well, most people, they only know Black Flag as far as the hit stuff. Well, you know, I don't mean like hit as in top 40, but
right.
The stuff that everybody knows that Henry Rollins did with him. But if you ever get a chance, check out it's actually all instrumental. It's called The Process of Weeding Out.
Will do, man.
Yeah, and like I said, if you listen to that, you'll be like, wow, no, that... I can see what I'm doing there.
Yeah, I've had that moment a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. All right, why don't you go around the room real quick, introduce yourselves, who you are, what you play, et cetera.
All right, start with me. I'm the vocalist. I'm Houston Whittier.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
That's all you have to say?
I am. Yeah. That's it. He's a man of few words.
You don't
want
you to know anything about him.
Right. I'm Buddy Busey, despite being called Jay earlier. I am Buddy Busey.
Buddy Busey, okay.
We all have pseudonyms.
We'll yes. keep a track of it, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, and I play the guitar, and I beat the crap out of Kermit. He's part of our crew, but he does nothing. He steals our money and wastes it.
Drinks all our Cascade.
Oh.
He's bad.
Is that why he's on the floor? Okay.
Yeah, and he's been cussing all night.
Oh,
he can't
well.
Cuss.
Make sure that
Kermit.
You keep him quiet, because we can't have him do yeah. that over the air.
No.
You know?
Yep, he drank all my tequila. And I'm Phil. I'm on bass. Some call me Norton.
that was a great segment.
I play, I've been playing bass for a while. I like it. I like playing bass in the band Cockhorse. Cause
the bank?
The bank, yeah.
Bank
We're
of
starting
God.
Our own bank, you know. Incorporate a bunch of money, you know. Yeah, that's me.
First National Bank of Cockhorse, all right.
Cool.
Incorporated.
Member FDIC.
Yeah. I'm Ranger Pope. I play the drums. I'm 36. I'm single and Gemini.
In case any of you ladies are out there listening, you know.
My favorite food is French toast.
That's true.
And sausage.
I don't know why that's funny.
Are you able to cook your own, John?
Yes, I am.
That's always a good plus with females, you know that.
It is.
Texas toast, eggs, cinnamon.
Nutmeg.
I tried to cook for a woman once.
I think I tasted eggs and cinnamon.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we play another one?
Yeah.
It's also off the album. The first few songs we're doing, they're from the album.
First five.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the newest one, correct?
No, this is the first song.
Oh,
on
the
first album.
First one, okay.
It's like the fourth song we ever wrote or something like that.
Yeah. I wrote it a long time before even meeting you guys, though. It was an old Yesticles unused thing.
But we should have brought it. Can we say Yesticles? Well, anyway, this song's an old one.
You've already said it, so yeah. I guess.
Dang.
I don't think it's in their guideline.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, but I can, yeah! Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that is actually one of my favorites there. I've actually already played this on my show a couple of times.
Cool, man.
Yeah, not only on the Motor Show, but I have a metal show I do on Monday nights called In the Circle Pit. It's cool, not man. Just metal, but it's just anything like really hard,
right.
You know.
Aggressive stuff.
Yeah, speaking aggressive, that was actually one that appeared on the Berserker sampler. That's why I knew about the song.
That's right. I was just about to bring that up, actually.
Yeah. You guys want to talk about that a little bit? What it was like playing for Sean and that festival and everything?
It was neat.
It was cool.
It was a blast, I thought.
It was really fun, except for like getting in and out of the place.
Yeah, they got stuck like in an elevator shaft for a while.
A little initial confusion, but besides that, everything was awesome.
I couldn't get a hold of them. I was freaking out.
Yeah,
we were trapped in the basement.
Yeah, they didn't show up until like 15 minutes before our set.
Everybody down there was crying, and we were laughing. We thought it was funny, but everybody else was crying about it. Yeah. The elevator lady was banging on it and yelling at somebody upstairs. And
close the door!
Just for the record, I did not cry.
Yeah, we were the only ones that weren't crying.
You I was panicking.
That lady was quite mad, yeah. And somebody was doing their job. She let them have it. It was good.
All right. Oh. How about we do a twofer next?
Let's
run the next two back to back.
Yeah, I guess my sound engineer, Alan, he was saying that all those elevators, they're run manually, though. They're not done, you know, the new way.
They pay a team of like spider monkeys to pull the ropes.
Yeah, they're lever ones, and you got to line it up.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to have all the doors closed and everything.
It was built in 1920.
Oh, okay.
They were outside drinking or something, I don't know.
Built in 1920, so it's been around a while, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest. I stumbled into that wrestling arena. There was like an arena with like chairs set up.
Jake the Snake was there. He passed out.
He couldn't handle the mosh pit, huh?
Couldn't handle it.
He didn't make it to the fifth floor.
He had a fifth, though.
Yeah, of some kind anyway. All right, so you're going to do a back-to-backer for us?
Yeah, off of the first album. We're sticking with the first album for right now. We Eat the Sales Tax. You can get it at one of our shows. This is Confidence Man, followed by Dip Money.
No, it's Old Kentucky.
Oh, it is Old Kentucky. It's Old Kentucky, followed by Confidence Man. They're still off the first album.
Yeah. Okay. Either way, it'll work.
I forgot how to read a set.
Dip Money isn't on the album.
You're right.
You should just stop talking, sir.
Yeah.
cavernous man. I'm a cavernous man. That's who I am. Call me a crook. Call me a thief. My mother is scaring me. I got the charm. I got the ID. They all think that I'm from Kansas City.
All right. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded segment of the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. In the studio, we have the band Cockhorse. All right. So what you've been playing so far is songs from your first release. Why don't you tell us about all the ones that you have? Give us a little details on those.
Well, so far this is our only release. We also did a song, Dovey, for a Cherubs tribute album.
Okay.
So those are basically our only releases.
I noticed online I saw that you had some live recordings, though, too.
Yeah, we had we had
just
one
like
physically
throw those
for a while.
At people. Just like, here.
Without warning, you
yeah,
know.
They're
just
from, they're
whack.
From like 2003 and 04, 05.
I don't know about that old, but
04.
13.
There are
14.
Some 03s out there, and they're horrifying.
Yeah, because I noticed something from Old Miami was one of them, and there was another one, Traverse City somewhere.
Yeah. The
Studio Anatomy up in Traverse City.
Good mm-hmm. place if you're up yeah. there. Oh, mm-hmm. God.
They have shows there, and they record bands. And
okay. So one of our listeners could, you know, check that out, too, as well. Like, yep. What is it, on Bandcamp?
Cockhorse.bandcamp.com.
Okay. So there is other stuff besides what you're playing today that, you know, people can get a hold of.
I think there's 3 available shows on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of live footage on YouTube, too. Like, I made a playlist, and, like, every single piece of known footage that I'm aware of is up there.
Yeah,
there's a guy named Uncle Ghoulie who comes to a lot of shows in Metro Detroit and records bands and posts them up on YouTube. He's doing the work of, you know, God, I guess. I don't know.
What's with all the God talk, guys?
Making sure that
God,
the people.
Is he in the room here today with us?
Yes.
He is with
He's
us.
He's
always.
Each and every one of us.
Always with us.
Okay.
Love that God guy.
All right. So that's the main way to get your music. Do you have physical copies available anyway? Or?
Yeah, the sales tax is available on LP only.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
Vinyl.
We love vinyl.
You get a nice digital download code with it.
Yep. 13 tracks.
Out on A Squared Records.
14 tracks.
$13. Yeah, right.
Yeah. You get an extra track.
Bonus.
But, put out by our good friend Alan Ayers. Out
okay.
in Warren. Good man. I bought some CDs from him.
So people could probably like check out the local mom and pop record stores and
I hit them all up. I know it's at least still in Dearborn Music.
Okay.
Or you can message us and we can put you in touch
UHF
with someone who can ship it out.
Melodies of Memory sold out of our record actually.
Oh, that's
or
cool.
You could see us at a show.
That'd be the best way.
Yeah.
Speaking of, now I know we're recording this in the middle of May and this won't be broadcast till probably the beginning of June. Do you have any shows that you can talk about that are coming up after that?
If it does air before June, we have a show on May 28th at Corktown Tavern with the Murder Junkies.
Okay.
So if you can travel back in time.
And a whole bunch of other good bands, too.
Go check that out
weeks
from now.
And June 25th, we'll be at the New Dodge. Who are we with?
We're with
the Neckbones.
The Neckbones and Choking Susan.
Choking Susan.
Yeah. It's going to be a
That should
a
be
good,
a good show.
good diverse punk rock and roll show
mm-hmm.
for all the people of Hamtramck.
Yep.
Yes.
Good for people from the 80s and the 90s.
I bought a suit. You've seen it. Now it's covered in mud. This town doesn't have a one-hour cleaners. So I had to buy this in a secondhand store.
And you're going to have to use the dip money to pay for it.
So it was either wear the leather jacket, which I know you hate, or this. So I wore this ridiculous thing for you.
Well, gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Pope? Or no? Norton.
Are we ready to play another one?
Dip money, man. Come That's on. What you I was missed trying. My segue.
They need more dip money. So okay. All
wow.
right.
Yeah. Dead air.
There we go.
All right, let's play another one. Dip money. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5. We have Cock Horse in the studio. All right. We want to make a clarification for our listeners out there. Where did that name come from, and who was the one that decided on that name?
Long before I joined the band.
Yeah, I think it was coined back in the fall of 2012. When me and John Paul were in...
Who's this John Paul?
Ranger Pope and I were messing around, and we came up with that name. I don't know what happened. We were searching for something on YouTube, and then there was some horses with each other, and there was like, it was kind of funny, and we're like, oh, that'd be kind of a funny fake band name. And then we ended up applying it to a real band, and... You know, originally it was just supposed to be like music we would play for, while we were setting up our other band. You know, and people could come up and be like, "Who's that? Like, you never heard of Cock Horse, mm-hmm. man? What's wrong with you?" You know, and then it just ended up being a real band, and our songs are awesome.
And it turned out to be a real word, which is why I'm like,
yeah, that word. People think it's vulgar, but it actually isn't.
No, it isn't actually. The definition that I found online is basically any kind of a toy horse, basically, can have that title, right?
Yeah. Hobby horse, you know, rocking horse, anything like that.
I think all of us, when we were little, at least back in my day, we had like a rocking horse that we played with, you know.
Yep.
And they even said on the internet that it could even be someone's leg, you know, where you just bounce up and down, like uncle or grandpa used to do with you, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So. That's exactly how these guys explained it to me many a moon ago.
I still double-checked the dictionary.
it was a romantic night. We all went out to the Olive Garden, except for him. He wasn't there for like another week or two.
Yeah. I actually had this giant book from when my time at Wayne State, and it's a giant dictionary of slang and unconventional English, and it was in there, along with a bunch of horrible words.
Probably some we can't talk about on the radio.
Oh, no. That shouldn't even be spoken out loud alone. You shouldn't even evoke them alone.
Nah.
No.
But in this particular case, this name is actually quite nice, quite wholesome. You know, you guys are a bunch of stand-up kids, you know, the kind of gentleman that you could bring home to mom, right?
Oh, it sounds like a deviant act, but actually we're gentlemen.
Handshakes and smiles.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Occasional Nick Nolte.
I'm a little reserved at times.
Mr. Gambini, you will not use that language in my courtroom. You understand?
Still on the movie quotes thing.
So you tell...
I don't know what movie quotes you're talking about.
So you tell people online that that's your manager, right? Nick Nolte?
Yeah. Well,
these are not lies.
We had to fire him.
Yeah, he was giving it, like, just basement gigs alone. It was... No, he did no promotion. We had to fire him, but every once in a while, he comes around.
And when he would actually show up, he'd usually get arrested.
Tell us about his ED.
Ah. So who'd you replace him with, Gary Busey? Or?
Well, Gary comes around a bit, but he usually just...
Apparently, it's Kermit the Frog now, but...
We're going to try out Scott Baio next week.
Yeah.
And, that's even
we're gonna
better.
We're going to put Charles in charge of our days and our nights.
Yeah, Steve Guttenberg, we're still waiting to hear back from.
Right. Yeah. It's between Guttenberg and Scott Baio.
Hmm.
I always thought we should have got Tubbs.
I think Guttenberg's busy with the new Police Academy.
I think he'd be a good
show
manager.
That's
yeah, Tubbs. Number 24 or whatever it is coming out now. Yeah. Police Academy, number 24 or whatever number they're on.
I
yeah.
heard it's like a TV show, actually.
Oh, okay.
Soap opera.
I don't have cable, so I just watch Miami Vice and A-Team.
It just won't be any good without
Tackleberry. Denver the Last Dinosaur.
And Denver the Last Dinosaur. I don't get that station anymore. Denver the Last it depresses me.
This is depressing me.
All right.
I think it's the first time Denver the Last Dinosaur has ever been spoken about on the radio. You know, I want to savor this moment.
I can say this is a WHFR exclusive. Where else would you be able to hear about something like this? On your radio dial, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're the worst, aren't we? Are we the worst?
Yes.
I think that last right, let's...
Yeah, and you had Nickelback in here last week.
Oh, no. We'll we draw the line somewhere. We're not going to go there.
Right? Ace of Base.
Anyway, this song's dedicated to the memory of one of our favorite actors.
Fred Gwynn.
Yes. We'll be right back.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and that that track was about Phil Hartman?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah,
just the title, huh? Just to confuse people? Just to throw them off the track? Okay.
Most of our songs are kind of like that.
Yeah.
The title says one thing, lyrics say something completely
different.
We get
the title out of the songs, but he writes all the lyrics, so there's often a mismatch.
Okay.
There's tons of mismatches.
And you guys never compare notes, so that's how it works, right?
Well, I can't hear him, so I never know the words to the new songs until we go to the studio, like a year later.
Okay.
For most of them.
Yeah. So after a few months of playing the song, hey, you finally get that song, huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Like, hey, those are the words. Sweet.
Yeah. Well, it looks like Kermit's coming around. I guess he's...
Yeah. He's
his eyes are open now.
His hand is in a no-no spot. He's got a suppository.
I think the cold sweats have finally given out on him. Starting to look a little better, but...
Yeah.
Still pretty green, though.
Yeah.
If you guys ever watch Trainspotting, you know the suppository? That's what he's... See his hand? He just put one of those in.
Can't talk about that.
No, we can't talk about that. Yikes.
What's with the Spider-Man?
Good job.
Yeah.
I thought it was just foul language.
Oh, it's anything that's... Themes. It's anything objectionable, you know?
Ah.
You know.
Unless they're talking about it in a true medical sense. I don't even think he's a puppet, though. It doesn't matter.
I mean, technically, like a hand.
Puppets have feelings, too. Come on. You know?
I really do need to get him a Mickey Mouse hat and then the lightsaber, so just complete the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, he's already got that one outfit on there.
Yeah, he's got the Spider-Man thing. Give him the Spider. Yeah, he has the Spider-Man suit on. Just give him the Disney hat and lightsaber, and it's just like it's all gravy.
It's all a lot of licensing fees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too bad you couldn't get, like, you know, money for that, you know?
No, if anything, they should try to get money from us. We probably shouldn't be talking about this.
No self-respecting Southerner uses instant grits. I take pride in my grits.
Just cut from the last song to this next one. We're going to start up some new songs.
Yeah, this is from our forthcoming album. It's already in the can.
Okay.
Figure out how to get it out there.
Yeah.
But
yeah. So maybe by the end of the summer.
We'll probably be looking for distribution methods by the time this airs.
Yeah, it'll be called Ready for the Bargain Bin.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good. And
this song's about desperation. It's called Rabbit for Savings.
It's a Norton song.
A lot of edits in this one.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, a pre-recorded segment, so all is good. In so the studio, we have Cock Horse, and that was a track called Rabbit for Savings.
Yep, yes. And the little one after that is called I Liked Him Better When He Was Dead.
I liked him better when he was dead. So you did both of those then?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That was another twofer.
Another twofer. Two for the price of one. All right. So in case somebody wasn't listening at the top of the hour, if you want to go through real quick again, like what your release is, how to get it, and any other music that you have going, plus any upcoming shows.
Our current album is We Eat the Sales Tax, put out by A2 Records. Mostly get at shows or any of the local record shops or friendly neighborhood record shops. Also, if you happen to be in Madison, Wisconsin, or Chicago, there's a few places there.
Traverse City,
too. Rapids, yeah. And Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
So if you're in any of those spots, you know, they might have a copy.
They might have one lying around.
You could buy it off Bandcamp, too, right?
Yeah.
Cockhorse.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
/ merchandise.
Yeah. And we have a shirt with Nick Nolte on it. You can buy from our shows.
Yep.
If you have a PayPal,
we can
work something out.
The picture that's on the shirt is the same picture that's in the background on the cover of our album.
Okay.
Nick Nolte is powering down a po' boy.
It's a giant sandwich.
Yeah.
It's just a. He's a lovely man.
You know he's loving it, too.
Okay. And people can look you up on Facebook, of course, right?
Yep. Official Cock Horse. And then we have an Instagram, cockhorse420, because we're 12-year-olds, and for some reason, somebody already had it.
Somebody already had the name Cock Horse.
Yeah, isn't so whoever is on Instagram at
should surrender
Cock Horse
to us.
Yeah, we're going to find him.
Yeah.
Lawyer up.
Yeah.
Get that multi money after him.
Yeah.
Yep. All 25,000.
Right.
I have a lot of legal fees now.
25,000 pennies. He's got like 25 bucks in his pocket.
All right.
And then you got a couple of shows coming up later on.
June 25th
at the New Dutch Lounge.
Yep.
Okay.
With the Neck Bones and Choking Susan.
Okay.
And we have a couple more in September, I think, but that's a little ways away.
A little out there. Okay.
Yeah, September 17th, I believe, at the New Dodge.
Yeah, also at the New Dodge with also the Neck Bones and Dragsaw and In His Image.
Hmm.
November 14th with Aerosmith.
At the Jiffy Lube.
That's the one I'm calling into.
You notice that? I've been seeing a lot of like things on Facebook where it's like big name acts and they're playing these like chains or something.
Oh, I love them.
Yeah, it started with Limp Bizkit
at the Sunco in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit at a gas station in Ohio.
Yeah, Morrissey's playing at some rundown theater somewhere, I guess, too.
Hmm.
Oh.
It's kind of where he belongs. But.
Yeah,
I want to see Lou Bega at a homeless shelter.
That's one of them?
That would be cool.
Should be.
Make it.
I should.
Do it.
Tom Jones at the Cock Horse Corral.
You have time before this airs to do it. You better do it or
Jimi
I'm going
Hendrix is playing live from his grave.
Guest star Jim Morrison, yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's going to be there. We're all going to be there.
Jimmy, my friend Jimmy.
They're going to tunnel into each other's graves.
They're going to do the rendition of FHITA. Look it up.
Google it.
All right. This next one, I'm trying to read it. It's Moon Over Something?
Moon Over My Hammy. It's...
It's a breakfast special.
And it's a song when you write the lyrics to it when you've been watching Forensic Files all night and then falling to sleep with Forensic Files on.
And then dreaming.
Yeah. It's about Wendigos, too.
It goes like this.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded segment of Motor Live Drive at 5 show. All right. And I take it you went into a second song there is what I got out of that, right?
Yeah, that was Flag Jacket.
Flag Jacket. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to read this handwriting here. No offense, but it's like,
oh,
okay.
None taken.
What does that say? Okay, that's cool. All right, well, we got about 10 more minutes to go. I know you had one more song on the list. I think we can probably squeeze in two at least between now and the end of the hour.
Homeless man.
Maybe Kermit can help you. I don't know.
Kermit, what do you think we should play?
Mm.
A lot of editing in that one.
Yeah, we want to try to stay away from those if we can. I mean, you know, don't have to, but
well,
just
Bruce
easy.
Squad?
He's thinking. It's really
Glass Rose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that one first, and then we'll still end with Walrus.
Yes, WT.
WT. That's what we'll call
song.
It. All right, WT.
All right, we've figured it out.
Walrus tits first?
No, man. That's why we were calling it WT.
We went through all the trouble to say WT the whole time, and he just blows it.
Right.
All right.
Flag Jacket.
So what's
first.
The first song that you're going to play then?
Glass Rose.
Glass Rose.
And then WT.
WT, okay.
Walrus.
Walrus Thesaurus.
What was the thought?
Yeah.
Ranger Pope, you know what to do.
All right. Once again, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, rather, Cock Horse. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is a pre-recorded segment of the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have had in the studio for the past almost an hour the band Cock Horse, which, to remind everybody, it's an actual real word that the definition is of any kind of a toy horse. I'm sure all of you out there, when you were a young child, had some kind of like rocking horse or something that you had. It could even be your uncle or your grandfather's leg, as far as up and down, that kind of thing. So, anyway, it looks like we got time for one more track. I know the song that you're going to play now. Just make sure we do it with the two E's, okay?
Oh, yeah, Walrus Teats.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I've always said it should be called.
Okay.
But that's what it's written down.
All right. I just wanted to make sure. Just wanted to be, you know, extra safe. But I want to thank you, gentlemen, again for coming down and playing for us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Hopefully we'll see you again. Maybe after you get your next release completed and all set to go and out there, then we can do it again.
Yeah, how's
that
sound?
Cool. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, so without further ado, let's do one more. Ladies and gentlemen, again, Cock Horse.
Thanks, Mount Clemens. I mean, Dearborn. This song came from Mount Clemens. That's why I always think of it.
It did. We can't tell you the story, though. It's dirty.
Okay. All right, we'll save that for another time.
Come to the show and find out.
There you go.
I'm Liz Lahren, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.FM. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy. friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie right here and only here on WHFR, the station that's making waves.
Not on my watch, our military service members say, as they volunteer to serve. Not on my watch, they say, as they leave their families behind to keep the rest of ours safe. As they move out, stand firm, and take fire. So not on our watch, we say, to the severely ill or injured veterans who can't get the care they deserve, the therapists they need to walk again, the treatment they need to talk again, the lifetime of day-to-day help they need to live full and independent lives. When there's no more government funding, or a nursing home seems like the only option, or everyone says there's no hope for recovery, we won't leave one warrior behind. Not on our watch. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd